Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today with Riley County Commissioner Greg McKinley. Of course, Riley County Commissioners meet twice a week. They're meeting yesterday, a big one where they talked about the church, and the property there is going to be demolished here at some point later this year. And another discussion that was coming up was the budgeting process. I know that's starting to get underway. And in the recent meetings here, you've been hearing different requests from different department heads, and I know some of that's kind of starting to come together.
Yeah, they started last week that we get the budget requests from each department and also from the outside agencies that that we give money to. They come in. There isn't discussion right now. It's just showing, they're just presenting what their proposed budget for next year is for us to review. Later on, then we'll start kind of, they'll be all put together and kind of combined to see how everything's going. Right now, each one of them's coming in, and they're all coming in very tight, you know, very minimal expansion or none expansion, you know, trying to keep things in line, which I was glad to see. I think people know that last year, the employees, they didn't get a step increase or a COLA. Everybody's wages were froze for the year. And so that's a big thing coming up this year to start, you know, to help to improve that, to help people back. You know, I'm sure there will be some wages coming up this year, it looks like. So, but overall, people are limiting what to add to the budget, which is good to see.
And this will be your first time through a budgeting process. What are you kind of expecting here, going through this process, and kind of hoping to see?
It's a large process. The budget book that comes out, I don't know how many, you know, it's a pretty thick book of when we put it all together. And there is, there's requirements for the state of how much you have to break down your budget when you present it. And Riley County, Rich Vargas has talked about that for a long time, has done a lot more than the minimum. We really try to break it down so people can see where it is, not just a general fund and a, you know, everything in there. It breaks it down to what each department has and where the different things go. So it's an involved process. I mean, obviously, and I did some before at the city level, but much smaller numbers there and less going on. You know, the small cities, there isn't a lot, but so with the county, there's a lot more going on and a lot more to learn. I've been, you know, going through the previous budgets, you know, to see how things were done and reviewing that stuff before the meetings to see how it all goes together.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting because we're coming off, COVID year, and you know, I don't know what the revenues are looking like here, but obviously, when department heads can keep their budgets tight, that certainly helps the process. Personnel is a big part of that, and with the hiring freeze, I know that there may be some federal dollars here that might be available to do some of that. Is that correct?
Yes, there's. They brought it up to us yesterday that this new round of stimulus money comes out. It's been approved, but they're still working on the details of how the money can be spent. But one of the things they said can be used, because, like I said, the employees' salaries were froze last year, that we can use some of that money to credit get back, because a lot of those people, you know, they all still worked, and some of them did extra work. And I know different employees volunteered to help at the vaccination clinics and testing clinics and have really gone out of their way to help things. And, you know, they need to be taken care of for that.
Most certainly. And I think, and I've heard another commissioner in another county say this before, the worry, I think, maybe with the federal monies coming in to do that is, well, it's a one-time thing, and then it's on the county then to kind of fund it going forward if that money's not available, you know, in 23 or 24 or 2025. Is that a concern that you and the commissioners are going to weigh here?
Oh, yeah. That was, like I said, we definitely thought that the employees need something. But that's the other thing is that if you give someone a raise, it accumulates as the years go on. You know, it doesn't, you're not going to take it back next year, obviously. So you need to look forward. And that's one of the things where, like I say, it was brought up yesterday. We're going to, we asked for some more information. They're going to be bringing it back, I believe, Thursday or next Monday. They're going to bring back some more information for us because we want to make sure, like you said, going forward, we don't want to, it's a one-time money. You can't throw it out there and then the next year, what happens? Oh, where'd that money go? So, you know, you have to look ahead. You can't just look a few months ahead.
Well, and I know that yesterday part of the discussion was with, the health department and EMS and kind of trying to find ways to maybe give them a stipend or a little more extra for their work. Obviously, they've been taxed this past year with a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, there was talk of giving a separate an extra bonus to Julie Gibbs and David Adams. Julie from the health department and David is the ambulance director because they both salaried people but put in a whole lot of hours last year keeping things going.
Yeah, well, interesting to watch that process going forward. I know the budget's never an easy thing, especially with a tax lid, and you know that's tough. And as far as the mill levy is concerned, do you anticipate that to change a whole lot?
Like I say, we don't know yet until we get them all summarized and they're still getting the appraised assessed values of everything. All that has to be put together to see where the mill levy, you know, the hope is to not have to do anything with it. And the state has put new regulations or I don't know if it's regulations, new steps that you have to do if you are going to change the mill levy. So we're still learning that about what has to be done, but until we get all the budgets requests in and the assessed values of everything to see where it is, I won't know for sure what's going to happen to the mill levy.
Okay, very good. Speaking again with Greg McKinley, Raleigh County Commissioner, just a few minutes left here on the program. And I know before we wrap things up here, I want to let you kind of highlight kind of a neat story. You're from the city of Raleigh, and there's a pretty neat venture going on just east of town there that you can maybe share a little bit more about.
Yeah, Valerie Visser has started a little produce stand. Originally, it was just out of a pickup that she had setting out there. It was just come by, pick up stuff. She had a money box there to pay. She built a small building last year and is expanding it. So now she has the produce, but she also has the plants, the vegetables and flowers and stuff to be planted out in your yard and everything with this. And of course it's all the produce and stuff inside, but all the plants were outside. And last Saturday when she saw the storm coming, she was concerned, you know, because of what they were indicating, it was possible hail and everything, which would have really, you know, chewed up all those plants. So she put out a call on Facebook. Could anybody come help me? Because she wanted to put them away. She had a building and a semi-trailer to load them into. And within a half hour, 20 people were there to help her. We had assembly lines, putting all the stuff into the trucks. And then Sunday morning, a lot of those same people came back and helped unload them and put them all back out. So, I mean, that's just kind of how Raleigh County, you know, that's what makes Raleigh County a good place to live, is that, you know, people help each other.
Yeah, that's called being a good neighbor, you know. That's great to hear. And you know, I've driven by that thing. I haven't really thought about it too much when I go by there because I have a babysitter who watches my daughter up there every once in a while in Raleigh. And that's a pretty neat thing to start up something like that, especially during the pandemic. Having an option here for fresh fruits and vegetables, that's a good deal for those folks up there.
Yeah, it is. It's a great place. And like I say, she's, you know, Valerie's a great person that, you know, she does a whole lot of other stuff too. Besides produce, she also has, puts out meals, like frozen meals,
I don't remember what, lasagna, makes beer rocks, pies. Her pies are really good.
Ooh.
And it also has banana bread and a lot of different things so in there too. So there's some different casseroles and a bunch of stuff besides the produce, because she has a commercial kitchen in her basement, I guess, because she does some catering too. She does a little bit of everything, I think. She has more than 24 hours in a day, from all the stuff that she gets done.
All right. Well, that's cool. Good to know. And I love people that do stuff like that. Now, I might just ask you real quickly here. We've got a couple minutes still. The road project there in Riley, has that gotten underway? Have they started construction yet?
Yeah, 24 going north out of Riley. They're going to replace a bridge there. It's just like a half mile outside of town. Then they closed the road yesterday. They got it started. And it's supposed to be completed mid-August. There has been concern. I've already gotten calls, and that once they block that off, the official detour is going out 4 or 5 miles west to 82 and up to 24. But the locals know there's gravel roads around there. Well, the people who live on those roads are already complaining about the increased traffic because those roads are not wide enough, they're wide enough, but they're not roads for the amount of traffic they're getting, and trying to figure out how to take care of that. And when school's out at the end of this week, that'll help that a lot, because that's, the road up to the high school. But yeah, people are already concerned about that, how people are making their own detours through the areas around there.
Yeah. Well, it's good they're doing it now instead of, doing it during the middle of the school year, I suppose. That's right. Be a lot worse.
Yeah, it would.
All right. Well, Greg, always appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again here in a few months.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
That is Greg McKinley again, Riley County Commissioner here on In Focus. Our guest, also thanks to Alice Massimi. She joined us at the beginning. If you missed any of that, you can go back and listen to it here shortly on newsradiokman.com. We'll have it archived in the on-demand section. Tomorrow on in the program, we'll talk with our guests from Pottawatomie County Schools, Wamego and Rock Creek. We'll also have a discussion with Downtown Manhattan, and Dan Watkins from the VFW Post 1760 will join us as well.